Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I like Bryce Harper.
What did you think, though, when you first heard it? I mean, it's a blockbuster.
It's definitely a blockbuster. Again, assuming this means what we think it does. There are some out there that are saying,
who
not
is it, Jeff
slow
Passan
down.
Of?
Jeff Passan of Yahoo Sports, right. Slow down.
Because he's of the luxury saying, tax yep, thing.
Yeah, but look, you don't make that type of move without having something in your back pocket.
You just cleaned house. Yeah. And I'll give Rob G., and another buddy of mine, he's a CWPF, close, warm, personal friend. He told me a few days ago, Rob, when did you say it?
I told you on Monday.
On Monday. He told me the Harper deal was done.
I remember Rob talking about it.
And
Rob
we were
G.
like, and so did my buddy. He said the Harper deal's done, but they need to do something and get those outfielders traded before they could announce the deal and all that. And I just didn't have anything else to be able to go no, with confidence,
right.
And bring that on the air and say, oh, yeah, well, because I just didn't hear it from any sources,
right,
other than Rob G. and my buddy, who's not a source, who's just a friend. But I totally think you don't make that move unless. Imagine you clean house and you're the Dodgers thinking you're going to sign Bryce Harper and the Yankees or somebody else comes along and offers him more money and steals him away from you.
No, it has to be done.
Right?
Yeah, it has to be done. I mean, I guess that's possible. I mean, I don't think it'll. But look,
you got to have an agreement. They'll act like they don't have an agreement in place.
How much you think they're giving him?
$350 million.
So, hypothetically speaking, because the Yankees said
$400 million, $380 million. I think he's made a commitment to him because they had to get him to make a commitment. So that they can make those other moves. Do you know what I'm saying?
How bad if he went to somewhere else, the Yankees, whoever, for $400 million, how bad would that be?
That would be really bad. And isn't it is it Scott Boras?
Yeah.
Right, his agent?
That's his reputation.
Chris, do you remember?
Oh yeah.
The guy who did it with the Cavaliers when
Carlos Boozer.
Carlos Boozer walked out on the Cavs, they let him out of his deal and then he went to Utah.
Yep.
That guy got drummed out of the business, his agent.
That's right.
Am I right?
Yep. Yep.
They disbarred him because you can't give somebody your word and then go back on it. And Boras would be killed if that happened.
Yeah, I don't think Boras would do that.
Nah. Either.
Well, look, again, I said I like it. I'm a big Bryce Harper fan. Do I think they're necessarily a better team? I don't know.
We don't know yet, only because, and that's the other part.
But just say it's only Harper.
No, but it can't be. They just gave up seven players. It can't be just Harper. You know what I'm saying? Like, it can't be. You got to bring in a couple.
Didn't they give up three?
Well, they had. Who would they give up?
They gave up three players.
Three main ones, right? And a couple other.
Kemp wasn't. I don't think Kemp was going to have the same type of year.
Well, I mean, those are three major players. But they also.
But I mean. They're giving a guy $350 million,
they still.
I'm just saying it's possible this is it.
I don't believe it is it.
What else is going to happen? So what other type of player?
The talk has been about Kluber coming from the Indians for a long time. If they add Kluber
and
Harper.
That's an offseason.
Am I right?
Yeah.
That's what I think is going to happen. Because I kept saying, why are the Indians giving up Kluber? But obviously, the Dodgers also picked up some free agents. I mean, prospects and different things. You know what I mean? That maybe the Indians are looking at. So you start looking at those things.
And Rob, I want to get your expert baseball opinion on this first. So what do you, I mean? Again, I know you're thinking they're going to get Corey Kluber as well.
Yeah, if they get Kluber,
but let's
right.
just say, okay. I mean, what we think they are right now, which is they gave up those three players, Kent, Puig, Wood, for Bryce Harper. Are the Los Angeles Dodgers better today than they were yesterday?
Yes. Bryce Harper's a star, and he's going to be in – and while Washington, D.C. is obviously –
They're also going to lose Manny Machado.
Yeah, but they also have their pitching. They have the pitching, and we know that Clayton Kershaw struggled, but he's still a remember they
he's
brought
still
him back.
Notch. Yeah,
still not pitching. Right. So and they're in the Western Division and
NL West,
and so you still say to yourself when you look at the other teams there, how are they not still the favorite to win the West? They just added one of the best players in baseball. And I know you look at it and say, Kemp had an unbelievable year, which he did. Comeback player of the year award kind of year.
He did.
And Puig was awesome. Puig had some big moments, right?
Puig is, for all his ups and downs and inconsistencies, in the playoffs, he tends to deliver.
He delivered this year especially. And the Reds got a start, you know what I mean, in Puig, and somebody who can sell tickets and get people excited. But Bryce Harper coming to a big market like Los Angeles, you know, it's an equivalent to and Bryce hasn't won championships or anything with Washington, but it's an equivalent to like having one of the biggest star, like LeBron came to the Lakers, coming to L.A., the biggest star in the game, and then Bryce Harper being one of the biggest stars in the game, coming to L.A. as well. Here's the other thing that's interesting to me, Chris. So I'm saying, yes, they are better with Bryce Harper. Are they done? No. If they add Kluber, I could almost look at them and say, with Kluber, Bueller, and Kershaw, dude, those three at the top of your rotation, you got another chance to get back to the World Series.
Well, they better.
You know what I mean? Right.
They better. But if they haven't delivered on anything, and then you're going to pay Bryce Harper $350 to $400 million.
Going to be like, it's got to be like $350.
And the thing is, I get baseball is just tough.
It is because you need a lot of different pieces. It's not just one guy.
Yeah, and as we've talked about before, it's a sport of failure. So even sometimes the great – and Harper more than other, like, really great players.
Right.
He's up and down a lot.
He's had some bad stretches.
Like the year after he had his MVP year, right. He was really down.
And then this year he struggled with the batting average.
Yep.
Right?
Certainly the first half of the season.
Right, and then he came
ended up
on.
Around 250 or something.
Right,
like
but
he
was bad.
Low
it was
low
right,
at first.
220.
The homers, he was there with the homers.
But here's the other part that I look at this, and it's not done either, but the vibe is that maybe the Yankees are going to land
Manny Machado.
And the Dodgers are going to land Bryce Harper. Is that good for baseball? Two of the biggest stars going to two of the biggest markets? Or is it the rich getting richer and not good spreading the talent? How do you look at it? You know what I mean?
I love it. Again, I'm not convinced that the Dodgers will necessarily have a better year than last year. But I love the acquisition. This dude's got star power.
And got nice hair. You know what
yes.
I mean?
He's a superstar. He's a superstar.
That plays.
And having him in a big market, and Washington has star power too besides him.
No, no doubt about it.
I was excited about him being there. But, no, I love this. I love having him with the Dodgers. They're not the Yankees, but they certainly are one of the glamour franchises. And Machado, the Yankees certainly – they need Machado a lot less because they got so many
But the
stars
problem, you know why,
names,
though? But the Red Sox have won the last two divisions, and they won the World Series. The Yankees always are like, last year they picked up Martinez, right?
Yep.
And they won the World Series. So the Yankees are looking at it saying, hey, what can we do? They're always trying to do.
And I'm just saying, like, they need Machado less just from a dazzling,
they,
you know. Like
they won 100 games last year.
Right,
the
they were great. And you got Judge. And right. Like, he's not going to be their biggest star.
Right.
But I like it. I do. I really like it. I wasn't even trying to be funny.
No. But you –
I like when the Yankees and the Dodgers are really good. And baseball, look, it doesn't mean they're winning the World Series. You know.
You see
small markets, Kansas City – you know, come up and win.
Cleveland's been there. We just talked about it. If you looked at what Boston won last year.
Yep.
But before that, the Astros won for the first time ever.
Kansas City
won for the first time in like 30 years. And the Cubs won for the first time in 100 years.
Yep. And so, Cleveland was hanging around. They were there.
Cleveland was in the World Series.
I like the fact that the big markets have these stars. And I think it's going to be exciting for baseball.
I think
it gives you a few more storylines, which is what sales today.
And also, it's about the personalities along with it. You know that.
Both of those guys have personalities.
That's what the NBA has. Yep. It's like, there's a lot of bad teams, but you have enough guys who are interesting every day, even if they're not, you know what I mean? Yep. Even if their team isn't great, you know.
No, the NBA markets personalities they have and storylines. That's the thing. Both of these guys are exciting.
And they move the needle.
They have personalities. Harper, he's a great player.
We talk about him all the time.
Yeah. And then Machado, I mean, you know, if he ends up with the Yankees, initially the storyline is going to be, is this guy going to hustle? Is he got an attitude problem?
You already know.
It's going to be huge.
The reason that people think that it's going to happen is because what did the Yankees do a couple days ago? Hired Carlos Beltran, who has an association, right?
Yep.
As a special advisor who's close to Manny Machado and the whole night. Like, it looks like it's lining up that way.
No, you're right.
So we'll see how that all shakes out. But it's interesting. I know people, Dodger fans, and we live in L.A., so – you know, we see people, and people love the Dodgers out here. The Lakers and Dodgers, they rule Los Angeles. And for people to be that excited knowing when they see that trade, they know something's coming.
Oh,
big.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah. No, it's great. It's great. And you had to – look, obviously you were close, but I think there was a feeling – we know how they struggled earlier in the season, the Dodgers.
Oh, they were bad.
But you had to do something different.
You can't bring back the same.
Yeah.
You know what
you
I always
do a little something different.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
But now we want to move on to the NBA. And there's a big game at Staples Center tonight.
Except for everybody sick,
we don't know, right?
Do, like, we know yet, Rob G?
Feel sick.
LeBron missed shoot around. He had the flu. That seems to be going around with the Lakers. And both teams, really, but JaVale McGee has missed the last – this will be his third game, I believe, with flu-like symptoms.
He still has the flu?
Yep.
Oh, man.
Tyson Chandler was feeling a little under the weather, I believe. Like, so it must be going
around
on the team.
When you're in close quarters like that.
Oh, yeah. On planes together.
You're in a little small locker room and guys are
– no question.
Yeah, you could easily pick up a virus.
So hopefully they play. But still, whether they play or not, there's big news with LeBron and AD. And, of course – a few days ago, LeBron was asked, would he like to have Anthony Davis on the team? Or what if they got Anthony Davis? And he said, it'd be amazing. It'd be incredible. I was talking to an executive yesterday from another team who told me, he said, I think that's tampering. He said, if Magic Johnson or Rob Pelinka said that, it'd be tampering.
It would be. Player tampering.
Then, Adrian Wojnarowski for ESPN.com came out with a story today where he talked to several people around the league who said the same thing, executives, GMs, and all that. Here's Rob. You'll like this. This executive I spoke with said they should have asked him the follow-up question. Once he said, oh, it'd be amazing, be incredible, the follow-up question was, okay, so who you trading for him? And, of course, they didn't ask him that, but – he was saying the implication. His teammates aren't stupid.
No,
you don't.
You don't get Anthony Davis for nothing.
Right.
Somebody's got to go. And don't think that they didn't hear that and went, "Wait a minute, what we got going here?
Right.
So they're looking to ship us out. We're not enough.
And that's
you know that. That's a bad thing.
It has been 9 years. The last 9 years, all four in Miami, all four in Cleveland. And then his last year in his first stint in Cleveland with the Boston series, where LeBron's had drama every year. And some of it, particularly in Cleveland, was kind of, you know, he kind of provoked a lot of it in Cleveland, you know, and with his tweets, with his Instagram posts. And so I think, and I know people in the Cavs organization would always tell me they believed the Cavs couldn't handle prosperity, that they thrived when it was chaotic, when their backs were against the wall, and hey, they won their only championship down 3-1. And you almost wonder, is LeBron stirring up a little more drama? I've been waiting for what's going to happen, because it's really gone pretty smoothly.
Right. I think you're right from the standpoint that he easily could have skirted that.
Easily.
Knowing that he has teammates, you know,
knowing the rules,
knowing the rules of the league, and he could have easily said something to AD in his ear, or
they got the same agent. AD doesn't know,
right?
He doesn't. And the agent is one of LeBron's best friends. It's not like he's just his agent.
Right. I know what you mean. So there's no reason to say that publicly when I could go out to dinner or even text you or pick up the phone,
right,
where me and you are just having a conversation,
no doubt,
and saying, dude, I would love for you to be on a team because there's no chance I'm going to win a championship in L.A. without you. I need you, AD. AD, I need you.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up.
I need you. LeBron, I'm on my knees. I'm begging you. I came to L.A. Nobody wants to play with me. Come on, AD. I'll be that dude for you. Come on, man. Help me out.
Look at you in your feelings again. Hold on. All right. I'm glad you brought that up, Rob.
No, I'm right.
No. Who? I want to ask you this question. Who needs who more? Does LeBron need AD more, or does AD Anthony Davis need LeBron James more?
LeBron needs AD more.
Oh, stop it.
He does. LeBron needs AD.
He can't
win a championship,
Rob,
without him.
The guy with three titles.
Three out of nine.
The guy with three championships needs the guy with one playoff series victory more?
You know why?
How?
Because LeBron doesn't want to come to LA and be a total flop. And he will be known as a total flop. F-L-O-P if he doesn't win one championship, Mr. Chris Broussard. LeBron will have had his Hollywood show canceled. Instead of being a blockbuster movie, he'll be straight to DVD if he comes to L.A. and doesn't win at least one championship. So don't tell me he doesn't need AD. He needs AD worse than anything. Even when he went to Miami and he put together the super team.
He don't even believe himself.
He needs
AD. I can tell you don't even believe
it. I do believe
it. I'm just waiting for the words Meryl Streep to come out of his mouth.
No, I'm going to spare you for Christmas. That's a part of your gift. I'm not going to use Meryl Streep, all right?
Look, Rob, I get it. LeBron is the bigger
star. Would it be a flop? Would it be a flop if he comes here for 4 years?
I think it depends on how it happens.
No, they don't win a championship.
Nobody's looking at it as a flop right now, and nobody thinks they're going to win the championship.
It is a flop right now.
No, it's not. They could get to the conference finals.
No, but they also can maybe not even make the playoffs or be an eighth seed and get knocked out in the first round.
They're going to make the playoffs.
They're just a 500 team right now. 500? That's all they are.
They're 18-13. What
to
are
me,
talking
with
about?
LeBron, and you add the curve of the greatest player on the planet, that's 500.
Yeah, right. Your math is – that's why they don't teach your math in school. AD needs
no,
LeBron.
No, he does not. He's young enough.
He doesn't playoffs.
He doesn't need LeBron.
You talk about 500. His team isn't even 500 right now.
Yes, they he's are. They're 15-17.
Rob, he's in his seventh season. Seventh. Jordan won his first championship in his seventh year.
Yeah, but
LeBron got a team to the finals in his fourth year.
He's got plenty of time to win.
How long are we going to wait on this dude?
AD just needs to win one or two during his time. He's got plenty of years.
He can't even win two series, let alone a championship.
They were good last year. They won a first-round series a year ago.
And then got demolished in the second round.
I don't remember that, but they won a series.
I mean, Rob, this dude is putting up outlandish numbers, and they're 15-17.
He doesn't need LeBron. LeBron needs him.
How's he going to win without LeBron?
He could go somewhere else. There could be some trades made to New Orleans.
Well, LeBron could get somebody else,
No, LeBron can't get anybody, and you know it. The only way is because of Rich Paul. Rich Paul's the agent, and he's LeBron's best friend, and AD is his agent, and that's the only reason LeBron's going to be able to get
him.
That's the only way LeBron's going to get a player, because Rich Paul, hey, Rich, I need somebody. Can you talk AD into coming to L.A.? Because Kyrie left me in a lurch. He didn't want to play ball with me. He left and took his ball with him. And nobody else wants to play with me. Nobody.
Rob, LeBron,
you know I'm
James.
Right.
You're not right. LeBron has three titles. If he does not win another title, what will he be viewed as when he retires?
He'll be
the second best player in NBA history.
He'll be a flop, a big flop in Los Angeles.
Will he be the second best player in
NBA
history?
He'll be a big flop. I don't know. I don't know. I have to see how the way it is.
Even if you say no, easily top five. Is Anthony Davis, anybody got his name in the conversation
for
top five?
And if Rich Paul doesn't get him AD, he's going to be rich poor because LeBron will not have what he needs. He won't.
That wasn't a bad one.
That was, what?
Alex is being hard.
They're hard,
you.
Man.
You know.
He's been searching for.
He's a
for
Grinch
that rim
on the
shot.
Holiday.
Look, he went with the. He did all that. He did. Did that there twice. Was, he did that twice.
It's too much.
Then
crying
he went
for
to
my
his
liking.
Little rich poor thing, and you know he's searching, man. You gotta give him a rim shot, even if he doesn't deserve it. You do. You've
all
done
right,
it before.
One.
You've done it before when he don't deserve it. You know so. Come on, man.
There people,
there's no way.
There are people
that
doubled
LeBron
over driving
needs...
all over the country laughing.
Yeah, I bet.
They're doubled
bet.
Over.
You're downgrading. You've gone man. From wah-wah-wah to crickets.
I know crickets. I'm sorry.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
And we are glad to bring on two-time NBA All-Star. Now an NBA analyst on TNT, none other than the great point guard, Baron Davis. Baron, welcome to the Odd Couple, man.
What's up, CB? What's happening?
I'm great, man. How you doing?
Man, you know, I'm in the holiday mode.
Right.
Black season is crazy.
Are you selling your Black Santa stuff?
Yes, sir. BlackSanta.com. We got some new stuff. We got some plates, some paper plates, cups, ornaments. We got, you know, shirts for the wife. We got the League of Santas. We got some dope. We got some pretty cool, like, Christmas swag, holiday swag this year.
All right.
How
good,
is sales
good.
Moving? They're moving pretty good?
You know what? It's been a great, great turnaround and turnout this year. We had a pop-up store in Oakland. That's doing well. And then online, things are moving. People rocking the gear, supporting it. So, you know, just staying patient, you know, as an entrepreneur running this startup and, you know, just learning from each season and each step of the way.
Good.
All right,
good.
Man. We appreciate that.
Well Baron, we've been talking about, you know, there's all this stuff in the news about LeBron. Is he tampering to get Anthony
yes,
Davis
he is.
And all that? We brought up the question of who needs who more. Does LeBron need AD more or does AD need LeBron more? What do you think?
Man, they both should be straight.
They both great players, right?
Yeah,
but
they both
but,
great players.
But
Baron
AD
doesn't,
needs to
no.
win some ring.
LeBron needs him because time is running out on LeBron. He can't come to L.A. and be a flop now, can he, Baron?
No. You know, LeBron is changing the culture, though. You know, it's hard to say. Obviously, you know, anybody would need LeBron.
There you go.
Except for Kyrie.
Well, you see what you know. You see how that's turning out for him.
Right.
But you know, like Kyrie, he want to be his own man. He wanted his own stage, and I respect him for that. Right? You know, you don't find too many dudes that want to leave, you know, and do their own thing. You know what I mean? And having somebody like KD pair with LeBron, that's awful scary. But I think the Lakers would be giving up a whole lot to get AD. But, you know, you got Magic there, and Magic is a basketball aficionado, so he know what he does.
Baron, what'd you think about Kevin Durant's comments about guys not wanting to play with LeBron and why? He'd explained it. You know, LeBron dominates the ball, so on and so forth. Is there some credence to that?
I'm not sure, man. I think, every time LeBron names come up and, you know, somebody not singing his praises or, you know, just saying something that's, you know, not about his greatness, I think it's going to automatically resonate with people as controversial. I don't think KD, you know, I just think KD expressed how he would feel, you know, if he wouldn't play with LeBron. I look at LeBron as a great player. You know, dude been to the finals so many damn times. You know what I mean? I can't even remember. So if he hogging the ball but getting to the finals, I ain't mad at that.
But Baron, you do understand for some guys if and this is just how it's played out. When LeBron
It's for a superstar. You know what I mean? You compare superstars with a superstar, right?
No, I get that.
If you got two superstars, right, somebody is going to have to take a back seat.
period.
No, I get that part, but my point is, I understand why some guys probably wouldn't want to play, because when LeBron wins, LeBron wins, and when LeBron loses, it's because he doesn't have anybody else. The other players get blamed.
That's your fault. That's your fault. That's your fault. You don't. You don't want to be doing that.
Oh, you told me?
He calling you out. Are you saying me?
And he couldn't be more right.
What are you talking about, Baron? You never saw me on TV.
I hear you, though. I hear you, buddy. Well, yeah, that's why you said it so clean.
Baron, obviously you played in Golden State, had some great years there. What do you think the Draymond KD thing they had, dust up they had about three, 4 weeks ago, you think that's blown over and it won't be an issue, or is that something that could hurt this team going forward?
I don't think it's going to be an issue all the way up until about July 1st.
So you think it could end up leading KD to get out of there after this year?
I didn't say that. You asked me, did I think it was going to be an issue? Chris,
All right. Let me ask you this.
What did I say, Chris? I said
until July 1st.
Something like this, right, is not going to be brought up again, I don't think, with the team or with either one of those guys. The next time you'll probably hear something like this or about that real altercation, it's probably like right around after the finals. Is July 1st the first day of free agency?
Yes.
Because I wouldn't know that. Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Just guessing. Hey.
Just guessing.
Baron, what about the Eastern Conference? Who do you like there? Toronto, Philly, Boston, Milwaukee. Who has the advantage so far? We know we got a long way to go with the NBA season, but who do you like?
I like them all.
Give me one.
I can give you eight. Whatever team is in the top eight in the playoffs in the East got a chance.
It's open. It's wide open for the first time in years. All right, It's the Odd Couple, joined by two-time NBA All-Star Baron Davis. You playing in the Big Three again this year? You getting ready for that?
Man, I got to get in shape. You know, I got hurt last year. I tore my quad, so I got to get myself back in shape before I can even think about getting on anybody court.
So it's iffy.
I'm still nursing my injury. I didn't know I was going to be injured that bad.
Right.
You know, I'm approaching 40, so it's not like, you know, it's not like it's going to, you know, a 2 to 3 month injury is now going to take you about 7 to 8 months to recover.
Right.
Can't get that ear.
Hey, right. I want to ask you about your job.
And I tell you what, Chris, these dominoes ain't really getting in shape. Playing these dominoes, they help.
Well, you know, we were supposed to play spades. You know, I won Wade Spade tournament at All-Star last year.
I know, dog.
Dudes was mad, man. Did you play? You playing this year?
I'm in. It's at All-Star, right?
Yeah.
Count me in.
All right.
One last thing. We got about 30 seconds. How much are you enjoying being an analyst, and what is it like being on the other side when you were, you know, the player dealing with reporters and whatnot, and now you're on that side asking questions, criticizing, commenting about players? How tough is that for you?
It ain't tough, you know, for me, because I want to say that I feel like I'm the voice of the players, right? I understand them. I'm closer to them. I can appreciate what they do. Not only that, like, I can make fun of them in a way that, you know, is not critical, you know what I mean, and it won't cause them to be worrying about what I'm saying over the next 10 games, you know what I mean? So I think my voice is more from a comedic standpoint, but when we're talking about the game and analyzing the game, I'm really giving, you know, really drawing the bridge and giving insight to the fan, you know, the casual fan, the new fan, and then also, like, the basketball historian. And for me, it's to just keep the landscape, keep the conversation going, you know, add some fun, add some humor, but make sure people know what they're talking about before they go and, you know, just start making comments.
All right. That's the great Baron Davis, and Christmas is right around the corner, so make sure you check out his BlackSanta.com. Anything else you want to say about the company, Baron?
Yeah, you know, the company, you know, this is our first year really getting the company off the ground. And, you know, it's a company based on multicultural storytelling for a multicultural audience. So it's really showing the power of us as a country, how much diversity we do have, and we want to celebrate that and appreciate that.
All right, Merry Christmas to you and your family, man. We appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all, man. Thank you.